Right. Isn't there a little drama before we start?
Yeah. Intro three. Got that called up? We got the cue card guy. Okay. All right. Whenever you're ready.
Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we wrap up our live event here at Spaces.
Wait, if we're in space, how are we able to breathe right now?
It's past your bedtime, isn't it, Patrick?
That was a good one. Right.
Okay. Very good. All right.
It's one not to use again.
Big comedy. Yeah. That was the one I liked the best, Don.
We're all a little punchy here because it's
Don's not producing our podcast. That's it.
We're all a little punchy here because
I still want my check.
That's right.
Day three of our live event here at Spaces, as we mentioned, here at Spaces in Chevy Chase,
Spaces, Maryland. D.C. It's a beautiful glass tower that I love.
It is. We are on the sixth floor of this building. It is a space where people work during the day.
Yep.
They actually are involved in the fueling of our nation's economy.
That's right.
You know, productive citizens adding something into the world, building something, making something good. And then at night they turn it over to us.
That's right. Right.
Yeah, and they
that's
leave.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
And we just try to tear it all down. All right. Yeah. So this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us the past couple episodes and today is Don Zantara.
Thank you, Don.
Thanks very much for being part of this.
You're welcome.
You know, foolishness.
Or as I call him, Zon Dentara.
You did.
One more beer. Huh?
That's right.
Yeah, I saw you switched over to tea.
Yeah, that's right. I did. I thought it was a good idea.
Yeah. So let's just thank again the folks for having us here.
Yeah.
Part of this. Alex Vidalis.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you very much, Alex, for inviting us to do this.
Right.
Yes, everyone, please. Thanks for the folks for coming out.
Yeah,
tonight,
thanks
right?
everybody thanks who came. Yeah, Barrett, Nick, Sheila, Andy, all those guys.
You know them by name.
A little bit. Yeah.
We have a couple people here who we haven't met before.
That's right.
So that's good.
Which is cool.
Yeah. It's the train is moving, right?
That's right.
A little bit.
Bus is moving.
All right. And thanks to Graydon for running the sound for us.
Yeah, thanks, Graydon. It sounds great in here. It really does.
All of that. So now What we're going to do today is we're going to open this up to people in the crowd to ask
questions.
Can't
wait. Yeah.
And now that I've said that, I'm really hoping you have some questions.
People are leaving. Yeah. We're going to ask a couple really setups, but you guys get ready.
So there's a microphone there, and we believe that it
is on. Love for you guys to step up.
And so all you have to do is step up and ask Don a question, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right? I was told there'd be no homework.
That's right.
But it'd be a quiz, though.
All right. Here comes Terry.
Hey, John. Thanks for playing tonight. I know that you've played in bands previously on and off over the years. I know Under Heaven was one. Would you talk a little bit about some of your previous bands and just what type of stuff you were doing?
Whoa, you have to go way back because I started playing in grammar school, elementary school, in bands. Then all through high school, all through college. And they were of little note, but experience counts. That's what you've got when you've got nothing more experience. Then here I recorded with a band. That's how I started amassing some of my equipment with a band called Ravenstone. And Robert Goldstein was part of that, who was with NPR. He was their librarian, he died a couple years back. Under Heaven, I just contacted Howard Wolfing, and Under Heaven is going to try to get together again. Not because we're such a great thing way back then, but just because we've washed away all the bad memories and all that's left is the good memories, and we're going to try to bring them back.
Was Howard in that band?
Howard Wolfing was in the band.
Was he really? Wow. Was that before the Nurses or after the Nurses?
That was right after the Nurses.
Oh, okay. Wow. I never knew that. That's amazing. I never knew that.
Yeah, right after it, he formed that band, and we took a – and Under Heaven, it was – he likes pop music. I mean, Under Heaven is taken from Birdsong, and I'm a big Birds fanatic. And so it just seemed to fall right in line with it.
And Terry mentioned to me that Under Heaven, that, let me see if I have this correctly here, that a little band called REM once opened for Under Heaven. And he documented this.
I think
this
it was the opposite way. No. Yeah, we did. Yeah, we opened for them. The Bangles, if you remember, I think Walk Like an Egyptian, wasn't that their song?
I've heard of them, yeah.
Yeah. You're showing your age.
Susanna Hoffs, yeah, maybe.
But yeah, we played a good number of shows, and it was a, yeah, Let's Active, which was Mitch Easter's band. We played with them in Folk City. And we've got some cassette tapes, which I just went through, and if you want to sound,
I'll take one.
What?
I'll take one.
They're terrible. They're terrible. They sound terrible. Because, you know, cassettes, usually you set up cassettes and you've got, once again, two cheap Radio Shack microphones in totally inappropriate positions, and they get what they get. And usually they get nothing.
Right.
Too much.
Yeah. They get all the hi-hat and none of everything
it
else.
Could be, it could be any combination, but it's usually not right.
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 Nick Scalera, everyone.
Yeah.
So you go back to your studio on Friday and you walk in the door and you could wave your magic wand and any band from any era can walk in the door and say, I want to record with you, Don. Who would you hope that would be? Or who would you conjure with your magic wand?
Great question. Yeah. Boy.
It's a little too good of a question, actually.
probably the Zombies.
Really? Oh, wow.
Great choice. I would love to record them.
They're still playing.
They are. But, you know, I mean, yes, the way some other band. I mean,
right. In the original incarnation, though.
That's, I mean, there are one or two from the original.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Yeah.
But I'm a big Zombie fan, as is in Fugazi, Guy Picciotto is too. He said, hey, the Zombies got a set out that all their works, radio shows and stuff like that. I said, oh, I'm on it. So I got the thing.
What do you like about them?
They're both very fragile in a lot of ways, but they've got the rock sound and they could got great melodies and they could put them across.
Yeah,
they have
a
singer that can sing really well. And one of the things I was, you know, as we went through the punk years, I would try to get these, a lot of the singers to put more melody into the songs. And eventually some of them, like when the Fugazi and the Evens came out and the new incarnation, which is right now it's called the Odds.
Yep.
There is tremendous melody in there. Harmonies, Joe Lally singing harmonies for a lot of things. And it's just marvelous, really marvelous. I love a good vocal melody.
Yeah, absolutely. A counter vocal melody is really cool. Mm-hmm. You know, and also the Zombies, to me, some of the most interesting production touches of any records of that era, right? Like Time of the Season is one of the most evocative records of all time, just because of the way they put it together. So, yeah, it's such a cool, really great choice.
Great song.
Yeah.
It's a great song.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands to take you in the sun to promised lands to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love me.
So a lot of people know, as I mentioned before, Inner Ear from seeing it on the back of records and, you know, this Minor Threat or Fugazi or Scream or Jawbox, whatever was recorded there at Inner Ear. But to a lot of people, maybe they know it just because the Foo Fighters did an episode of a show on HBO called Sonic Highways and they recorded at Inner Ear Studio. So what was that experience like? Because it looked like to me when they recorded there that they brought in like more gear than the place could hold.
Yeah, it's true. They did bring a lot of gear. But that's because they were doing the video there for the film, and they're doing the recording. And the band itself has lots of gear. So they pulled up a 18-wheeler in the alley there and just emptied it out all into it. We used every inch of the studio. It was a really good time. And all those guys are, including the film crew, was fabulous. They were just great people, really, really good people. Most of the people in rock and roll are wonderful. I don't know why is the case, but it's, if I, you know, I do some commercial recording here and there, but if there's any problems, it's usually with them.
And not with those long hairs.
So, go ahead. I was going to say that you originally recorded Dave Grohl when he joined Scream. Last couple of albums that Scream did, you know, he played on, was recorded there. Do you remember him from back then?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what was he like?
Young punk. Remember, he was evolving at this. I remember he was at a friend of mine at a show for something like Aerosmith or something. I can't remember what. And he was playing, I think he was playing guitar, and Dane Branage at the time he was a guitar player there. And Dane Branage was, they had a little following, not big, but you know, a little following. Mm-hmm. They're pretty good. And he saw the drummer playing. And he pointed to him and said, you know, I could do that. I could do that better than he can do it. And so, you know, he was the kind of person who just goes after something and usually gets it.
Yeah. I think that's how Keith Moon got hired by The Who, didn't he? Didn't he walk up and say, yeah, I got to play better than that guy.
You mean drugs weren't involved?
Yeah, I don't think so. No. Well, maybe they were. Yeah. If anyone else has a question, would love to hear that.
Go ahead. Step up.
Hi. Is there something that you have learned that you've been shaped by the artists that you're working in? What's punk taught you?
Oh, so much. So much. Everyone that comes in who knows music or can play music, I've learned how to put together songs. I just watch them and steal their methods for putting together songs, finding melodies, doing counter melodies. I will, you know, if there's something I don't know and I see, I grab at it instantly. I mean, when Dave was writing his song in the studio, you know, I told him, you know, if I hear something that you're humming on down the hallway, that may be on something I record next. I mean, I just am relentless about it. I will suck all that in, how to work it, how to, you know, doing something with a guitar, just anything. People, you know, tell you, hey, try this tuning, try that tuning, try this amp, or try connecting the amp up this way, or connecting two amps up this way. Anything. I'll try all that stuff. And that goes for engineering too. Other engineers, I'll see that if they come up with some good results by doing something, I'll copy it. Why not? And I remember when I started out, I was kind of resisting it all because, you know, I was doing punk music and some of the people in the industry had favorite microphones that they use. And man, you know, these were real expensive. I'm not going to spend some money on this. You know, it's probably crap. It's all hype. Yeah, usually if something goes through the years working well, there's usually something to it. So you got to take a look at all this stuff. And I came around, you know, some of the things I thought were just overhyped, after you use them for a while and get, you know, use them for the right things, they do work. They work real well. You can't beat success.
Anyone else? Any last questions? Oh.
Out of all the people that you've worked with, which had the most creative sound and what made them so different?
Boy, I don't know if I could answer that, Nathan.
Great question.
Most creative sound. Well, as far as creativity, like Pat said, the Happy Flowers, they ring all the bells on that. Now, creative, may not be accessible. In other words, you've got to connect with the audience. And they started out with that totally out of mind. They didn't care if they connected with anyone. But it seemed like it did. And, you know, you have no control over that. That's one reason to just sort of not worry about, are people going to like you? Because they may like you, they may not like you, but you ain't got no control over it. You just do what you do, and you do the best you can. So they were probably the most creative in creativity, but, you know, they were around for, I don't know, what, 2 years?
Yeah, about two and a half years. Yeah.
You know, you got to look at longevity too. Some of the other bands were around for longer and had more output and just did a lot more things that may not have come to that level of being arty, but that's the way it is. I mean, that's the way it is in visual arts too. There's some way out visual artists, painters, sculptors. But, you know, sometimes it just doesn't connect the way some other person does that keeps plodding along and does really creative stuff, sometimes missing the mark, but eventually come up with maybe 1 out of 10, 1 out of 20 that works.
I know you were really proud of the work you did with Bad Brains. You shared that with us when we visited with you and gave us a flash drive and everything. So
yeah,
there was something about that band.
There is. Well, they looked at it from a point of view of a genre style. And they said, you know, how could we up the ante? And once again, they tried something new. They said, we're going to be faster than all the other bands. We're going to actually play. I mean, Dr. No could play guitar. They all could play their instruments pretty darn well. And they just did it. They went ahead and did it. And they had a great stage show. It happened that by doing what they did the best and playing the fastest, it's almost like they made a mark for themselves, because people would say, hey, you know, you got to see these guys. You know, they play so darn fast. You know, and this guy does jumping jacks, backflips on stage. So they created their own hype. And that's creative, I guess. It's creative. At the very least, it's entertaining.
Band in DC. Thank you.
Thank you. Barrett, do you have a question?
Yeah, so based on labels like SST, Discord, and even like cave labels, do you ever feel like a push to like homogenize a certain sound or like a competition?
Yeah, I think there is. There's always that push, and there's always a push towards thinking to make it commercial too. And I think bands and musicians think about it. I think any artist thinks about it, you know, like how commercially viable is this? You know, because the whole idea of it is either to sell records or sell paintings or sell prints or whatever. You want to get it out there. You want to get it known. But at the same time, you don't want to give it away. So, you know, the success is kind of like, well, if people pay me something for it, they must really like it. I must be doing something right. And that comes from kind of homogenizing the song a good deal, or homogenizing whatever you're doing, really. That has to play into it. I think it's in the back of everyone's mind. But at the same time, it's kind of like the devil on one shoulder and the devil on the other. You know, you want to be yourself, but you don't want to be too much of yourself, because you want to be in with the group.
One quick one, Don, right here at the end. Just talk a little bit about the podcast you do with Alex, the Stagecraft podcast. You guys seem to be really...
It's a radio show.
A radio show, right, that shows up on Mixcloud, right? That's the way I'd listen to it. Yeah, that's right. How do you, you know, what's the importance of that of sort of, you know, incubating artists and promoting their work? And how does that fit in with what you do now, you know, and all your experience?
I think it fits totally in, because if you have something you want to present to people, and I've seen this through many decades, you that may be perfectly viable and perfectly valid, and it may be a wonderful thing you have, whatever it is, but the presentation is everything. And I've talked to committees, I've talked to boardrooms, presenting things, and you have to present it correctly and in the right way in order for it to take hold. And if you don't, you're selling yourself short. And for art, I mean, it's so hard to get ahead. I want these people to really have an impact.
You got any pointers for us?
I'll get the theme music going.
Yeah. Put the phone number in the jingle. Yeah. Things like that.
Put the phone number. Yeah.
Basic stuff, guys. Yeah. You guys are infants. Yeah. Oh,
yeah. All right. Take a drama class.
There you go.
Speaking of which,
write some better stuff.
We have another promo coming up while Don sets up to play some more music for us.
A couple more songs that take us out.
So we want to call Nikki up to the stage here. Nikki's going to be our main actress on this promo. You
okay.
Got your script there? Yeah. And does anyone want to play the part of the creepy guy?
Not me.
All right, I'll do that. No.
I play that every week on the show.
No, you can come over here.
I'm just the announcer.
All right. And I should also mention, this one requires a little more audience participation. Some of you may be familiar with what we're referencing here, but there's a chorus sort of part. We need you all to really be part of this, okay? When I point in that direction. Got it? All right. I think we're ready.
Start?
Yeah.
Okay. When I first tried Rocking the Suburbs with pure music fandom and essential conversation, it was so good. I told two friends about it, and they told two friends.
And so on, and so on, and so on.
And believe me, there's still nothing like the Rocking the Suburbs podcast. It gives me super insight, super excitement.
And super fresh-smelling hair.
No, not that, creep.
That was a topical joke.
Joe, where are you?
Try Rocking the Suburbs, and you'll tell your friends about it, and they'll tell their friends.
And so on.
Be sure to get the original Rocking the Suburbs podcast with pure music fandom and essential conversation.
Available at iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Woolworths, People's Drug Stores, and Rodman's.
Is that true?
Click.
Is that true, Pat?
Yeah. You can get it at People's Drug. Yeah, you can find People's Drug.
To get some old DC references.
That's right. Yeah. I got banned from People's Drug, actually, in 1984.
Rodman's is right around here,
isn't
it?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How'd you get banned from People's Drug?
Well, it's a long story. It's a different thing.
Does your parole officer know?
That's right.
So, Don, now that we've got that out of the way.
Yeah, that's right.
What are you going to play for us now?
Out of the way. Into the Daylight. I mean, do any of these titles are nothing. It's almost like, you know, what's the title of your book? It's blah, 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 semicolon, blah, blah, blah.
I would point out to everyone here who doesn't already know, and those listening, Don has records available on Spotify and streaming services. A lot of your albums are out there. And
discord.com.
That's right.
Put my name in there. There's actual CDs.
That's right. Purchase.
You know, those little plastic round things.
Yeah.
Yep.
They still make those.
They still do.
Absolutely. Yep.
In the cold and windy morning, when the world is fast asleep, there's a neon sign that flashes, hoping all that passes read and heed. The warning that is given,
know it's one of many spitting out electrics in this land of good and plenty. So we roll into the daylight. Never know what's up ahead, but in your eyes I see the sunlight. As I pull apart reflections, there's the skeleton of time pushing me in strange directions in my body, in my mind. And though you've heard it all before, it's good to hear it once again. The message from afar to turn around and pack it in. And so we roll. Lifetime of a soul, and we all pretend to beckon to the future that we hold. Lighting it on fire, maybe when it would be clear, and the water of redemption never comes from fear. So we roll into the daylight. Never know what's up ahead. Oh, but in your eyes I see the sunlight once again.
Thanks.
Beautiful.
Okay, we're going to hear one more song, right? You're going to play us out with something else? All right, great. Again, thanks everyone for coming out.
Thank you, Spaces. All you guys for Spaces. Thanks, Spaces, as well.
Yeah, so, yes, thank you, Spaces, for letting great us place. Crash here. Mm-hmm. And sorry about the mess for whoever has to work here tomorrow.
Sorry. Anyway.
And thanks to Alex Vidalis
for letting
us to come out here and setting this whole thing up.
Right.
Thanks to Graydon for running the sound.
Thanks, Graydon.
Thanks to Chuck Levins for... Yep. For providing all the equipment, right? Is there anybody else we need to thank here?
Just want to. That's right. Yep.
Fusebox Radio.
Fusebox Radio.
Yes.
Yep. And Stagecraft is Tuesdays from 4 to 5.
4 to 5
on
96.7.
96.7 local Arlington radio. Yeah, exactly.
98.6, but this is 96.
If you're a little colder, that's about what it is, 96.7.
I think it may be for dogs and cats.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, if your nose is cold, that's about right.
For people who don't live in Arlington, you can go to Mixcloud.
That's right.
Right, and you can find Stagecraft there, right?
Yep.
So listen to that. All right. And then, of course, support Don and his music.
Absolutely.
And if you have a band, you want to come record. There's no better studio, really, than Inner Ear Studio.
I wouldn't say so, no.
Come on out.
Yep.
And make that happen.
But not later tonight.
No, not tonight. No.
Well, one last thing I want to ask you about this, though, is I don't know if people really understand this. We mentioned, the whole Foo Fighters thing and all of that. But when we met with you at the studio a couple of weeks ago, you said that occasionally you'll get calls, requests from, like, big pop stars who want to come in and record, and you're like, nope, sorry, it's booked to local band X, you can't use it, right?
Yeah.
So you have like real integrity.
That's maybe going a little bit too long. No, there's last Saturday Ariana Grande wanted to come in and do some stuff, but it was booked. I mean, they called like a day ahead of time,
right?
And sorry, try a little bit more in advance.
Yeah. Harbor Earth has it booked for the next 2 days, so can't be there.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be fun, but I don't know. It just, you got to do what you got to do.
You got to do what you got to do.
No, but I think a lot of studios would say,
you know, whoever had a book, they'd be like, get out. Ariana yeah. Grande is coming in and we want our name associated with that artist, but you don't view it that way.
Well, whose art is more important?
There you go.
That's very good. Yeah. That's all we need to say.
Exactly. Well, the person whose art is most important now is Don Santara.
Don Z.
And he's going to play us another song.
Thank you, Don.
So thank you very much. We thank really you. Do appreciate yep, this, everyone.
Yeah, this is a real old song.
People scattering everywhere, all the people falling down, talking about where we begin, those garrets and places that were in. Kind of strange how we rearrange all of those good things that we have. Now don't it seem strange talking about where we begin, garrets and places that circular train going round and round. It don't matter who wins the game. Talking about where we begin, garrets and places that we're in. Open my window.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Thank you. Thanks, Don. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Yeah.
Would anyone like a Rock in the Suburbs sticker?
Who doesn't have one? Or
don't
wants
me,
another
don't
one?
Leave me hanging here. Come on.
Nathan Dubuque, how many do you need? Nathan needs
stickers?
A couple. Come on
anyone?
Up.
Anyone? Anyone?
How many do you need?
Here.
Yeah, come on up.
Here, pass them out.
Pass them out to Harbor Earth. And
if you don't take them, Jim will be putting them on your car bumpers.
That's right.